Hello, my name is Chuck Porritt. Welcome to my Second Tree website. This website is my attempt to explain Christianity and the Bible as I've come to understand them. It's divided into three sections, one on the basics of Christianity, a second on Bible prophecy, and a third section on doctrinal issues and questions such as predestination, and how to reconcile science with the Bible. You may wonder how I came by the name Second Tree. It's because God has centered his relationship with mankind around two very important trees: the tree of the knowledge of right and wrong in the Garden of Eden, and the cross of Jesus Christ. When God created mankind, he placed us in the Garden of Eden and gave us one simple commandment to live by: that we were not to eat the fruit on the forbidden tree and learn the difference between right and wrong, warning us that if we learned the difference between right and wrong, we would be committing a sin worthy of death. With that commandment, God was telling us that righteousness cannot be achieved through a knowledge of right and wrong, but rather that righteousness would be a matter of simply believing him, trusting him, and taking him at his word where this moral aspect of our lives was concerned. The Bible also describes this concept of believing God as having faith in God. The Bible tells us that Adam, the father of the human race, disbelieved and disobeyed God in the Garden of Eden and ate the forbidden fruit, and that as he did so, each and every single member of the human race was present within him and joining him in that rebellion, so that each one of us comes into the world with that same sentence of death hanging over each one of our heads. But God in his grace and mercy has placed a second tree in the midst of human history and has promised that if any person is willing to eat the fruit on that tree, he or she can obtain the forgiveness of sins, empowerment to experience real righteousness, and the possibility of entering into eternal life. Once again, that tree is the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, and its fruit is his broken body and shed blood. In this website, I explain why faith is the very foundation and starting point of all genuine righteousness. And secondly, I explain what the Lord Jesus meant when he said repeatedly in the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verses 48 through 58, that a person cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven unless he or she eats Jesus' flesh and drinks his blood. In that passage, the Lord Jesus was not talking about the Christian sacrament of communion or the Roman Catholic Mass. He was talking about a very real union with himself in his own death, burial, and resurrection from the dead, something that the Bible refers to as regeneration or the new birth. This is something that only the Spirit of God himself can accomplish in us and through us. You may have noticed that I use a Christmas tree in my site logo to represent that first forbidden tree in the Garden of Eden. In today's world, most people who take the story of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden seriously are considered foolish, ignorant, or even worse, insane. For years, I wondered how I could make the story of Adam and Eve and that forbidden tree real to my visitors. Then it occurred to me that people recreate that forbidden tree every year at Christmas time. The three things that enticed us and tempted us to disobey God about that first tree in the Garden of Eden are also found in today's Christmas tree and the festivities surrounding that tree. The similarities between the two trees are striking. And so by using a Christmas tree in my site logo, I can not only give my visitor a tangible idea of what that first tree might have been like, but I can also point out the disconnect between modern-day Christianity and genuine biblical Christianity. It is my hope that you will visit my website and that as you do, God will speak to you through his word, the Bible.